Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A bill to outlaw the so-called gay or LGBTQ panic defense was unanimously passed by the New Jersey State Assembly today. Joe Avalar has been following this and joins us. So, Joe, is there much discussion?
Well, interesting, Michael, Kevin. There was none whatsoever. Here, take a listen.
Assemblyman McKeon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move the bill.
Assemblyman McKeon moves the bill. Madam Clerk, open the machine for a vote. Are all recorded who wish to be recorded properly recorded? Madam Clerk, close the machine and take a tally.
Madam Speaker, Assembly Bill 1796 has received 73 votes in the affirmative, 0 in the negative, and 0 abstentions.
For something that was once controversial, really shows how much times have changed. The gay or LGBTQ defense allows a defendant to lessen the charge against him by claiming that the murder was committed in the heat of passion after learning of the victim's sexual orientation or gender identity. In other words, murder could be reduced to manslaughter. The American Bar Association says the gay or LGBTQ panic defense excuses violent behavior against people who are LGBTQ. They call it legally sanctioned discrimination. 8 states have banned it, including New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. 7 states are considering outlawing the defense, including New Jersey. A similar ban has been proposed in Congress.
Has this defense, Joe, been used recently here in New Jersey, in the area?
In 2011, Wilfredo Sanchez argued it. He was one of the men convicted of murder for stabbing and dismembering Francisco Gonzalez Fuentes. On appeal, Sanchez claimed he was provoked by Fuentes. Because of that, Sanchez claimed he should have been convicted of the lesser charges of passion, provocation, manslaughter, and reckless manslaughter. His appeal was unsuccessful. And in the country's most notorious gay hate crime murder, the men who tortured and murdered Matthew Shepard in Laramie, Wyoming back in 1998, they tried to use the gay panic defense. They attempted to argue that Shepard's proposition drove them to murder by irresistible impulse. It was not successful.
So, Joe, what happens now with this?
Up to the state Senate. This bill would go there. There already is a companion bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's WCBS's Joe Avalar.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.